So welcome back. We'll move into chapter 23, which is one of the favorite chapters for a lot of us, which is on housing finance. So as we've gone away from joint family into nuclear family, the need for housing for a nuclear family has become more and more at the forefront. And banks are playing, especially retail banks, are playing a big part into fueling that growth of having our own house by providing housing finance. So let's look into it and see what kind of housing finance details are there in retail bank. So direct housing finance refers to finance provided to individuals and cooperative society. As per RBI guidelines, banks are free to evolve their own guidelines with the respect of approval of their boards, considering the aspects such as security, margin, age of dwelling units, repayment schedule, etc. Types of direct housing finance. The banks finance to individuals who already own a house for buying the house, construct second house for the purpose of self-occupation, and so on. Individuals who propose to let it out on rental basis, or to buy an old house where he presently resides, or for purchase of plots for construction of house. Supplementary finance, additional housing finance within the overall ceiling to carry out any alterations, addition, repairs to house, flat already financed by a bank, is treated as supplementary finance on the housing finance. Individuals who have raised funds from other sources and who need supplementary finance are provided the same. Bank will have a pari passu, or the second mortgage charges, over the property already mortgaged in favor of other lender. So it comes second charge, it will take the first charges with the other lender. Indirect housing finance, so there is a direct, so where it is given directly to an individual. Indirectly, it is given to housing finance institution or housing boards or other public housing agencies, loans which banks provide, which although does not form a part of retail banking, but still it's shown in housing finance just for understanding. That the banks don't necessarily directly come into housing finance through a direct mode, but through an indirect mode also. For augmenting the supply of service lands and constructed units, for supply of plots, and plots purchase should be sold to professional developers and individuals, they give indirect loan. So housing loans are advanced for purchase of house, flat or plot off, and for construction of house only. Renovation, repairs of existing house and flat is also considered as housing loan. Extending an existing house, again housing loan. Short-term bridge finance while purchasing another house or flat. Housing loan for building construction. This is extended when an applicant owns a land. The banks ask for a sanction plan. They obtain an affidavit come undertaking that he has not violated sanction plans and should have construction at its various stages certified by the bank's own architecture. Affidavit come undertaking that a built-up property has been constructed as per sanction plan, and bank's architect must certify before disbursement of loan, certifying that the property is constructed as per the sanction plan. Unauthorized colonies, commercial property. So obviously no loan can be given to unauthorized colony houses unless they have been regularized, and no loans will be given to commercial properties meant for residential use but which applicant intends to use for commercial purpose and declares so while applying for loan. Eligibility, individuals above the age of 18 years, they should have adequate income to repay the loan in EMI basis. Normally, no loan is granted to individuals above 58 years of age as they would retire in a short while. Quantum, it varies from bank to bank. Minimum is 1 lakh. Maximum depends again from bank to bank. It goes from 10 lakhs to 2 crores or more. For repairs, loans are normally less than or around 10 lakhs. The amount advanced will be based on individual's gross pay or take home salary or net disposable income. Again, the credit part of it depends from bank to bank, as given criteria depends from bank to bank. So loan to value ratio, is to be maintained by bank. So for individual housing loan, the loan to value ratio up to 20 lakh is 90%. That means up to 18 lakhs loan can be given. Any property worth between 20 lakh and 75 lakh, 80%. So 80% of, let's say, 70 lakh can be given as a loan. Above 75 lakhs, 75%. That is it. Term of loan, it depends from upon the age of the borrower. Obviously, the money should be paid before the person retires. Most of the loans are for 15 to 25 years, and loans to self-employed people are sometimes for shorter duration. The rate of interest repayment security. So interest can be fixed or floating. Normally nowadays floating is much in fashion. Previously fixed was the only option available. Repayment is made in equated monthly installment, EMI, which comprises both of interest and principal repayment. And because it's EMI, the first few years we see higher component of interest getting paid and principal reducing very gradually. The property purchase should be mortgaged to the bank, and additional security guarantee may be obtained if required. So with that, we come to the end of one more asset product from a bank's perspective, which is housing loan. Thank you for listening.